Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The right fielder, Bill Melton. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Gale Hopkins. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Buddy Bradford. Batting seventh. The catcher, Dwayne Josephson. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Sandy Alomar. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy John. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy John. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Cesar Tovar. Batting second. The shortstop, Leo Cardenas. Batting third. The first baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Allison. Batting sixth. The catcher, George Mitterwald. Batting 7th. The second baseman, Frank Quilici. Batting 8th. The center fielder, Ted Ulander. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Dick Woodson. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Dick Woodson. And now, play ball. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May takes first base on ball 4. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes May. The throw from Mitterwald and he is out, Cardenas applying the tag. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio takes first base on ball 4. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aparicio. The throw from Mitterwald and he is safe. Aparicio steals second. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a fly ball into center field. Ulander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar hits a fly ball into right field. Melton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas hits a fly ball into center field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Tovar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a line drive into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Mitterwald reaches second base with a double. May throws the ball into Alomar, who tags Mitterwald, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici takes first base on ball four. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Quilici moves to second. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Quilici moves to third. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander takes first base on ball four. Dick Woodson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. It's 1-0, Twins. Dick Woodson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar hits a line drive into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Quilici settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. May hits a fly ball into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox 0. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0-for-1 in the game. Tovar hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bradford, who is chasing the ball. Tovar reaches third base with a triple. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0-for-1 in the game. Cardenas hits a fly ball into right field. Melton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Tovar tags and scores. One out. It's 2-0, Twins. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Killebrew hits a fly ball into center field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Olander. Aparicio reaches second base with a double. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-1 in the game. Melton hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Aparicio moves to third. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward hits a pop-up towards short. Cardenas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hopkins hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Mitterwald settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-1 in the game. Allison takes first base on ball 4. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Mitterwald hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Allison moves to second. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Quilici hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Allison moves to third. Mitterwald moves to second. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Olander strikes out. One out. Dick Woodson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Josephson to Ward. The throw back to home, and Allison is out at the plate. Two outs. Dick Woodson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodson is 0-for-1 in the game. Woodson strikes out. Josephson drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Woodson out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0-for-1 in the game. Bradford hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Mitterwald settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0-for-1 in the game. Josephson takes first base on ball 4. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0-for-1 in the game. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Josephson moves to second. Walt Williams pinch hits for Tommy John. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Quilici settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. May hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Sammy Ellis now pitching. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ellis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Cardenas strikes out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-2 in the game. Oliva hits a fly ball into center field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Aparicio hits a fly ball into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-2 in the game. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tovar fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 2 in the game. Ward hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Melton moves to second. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hopkins hits a line drive into center field. Belander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0 for 2 in the game. Bradford hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Killebrew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Allison hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Mitterwald hits a line drive into center field. Bradford picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Bradford. Mitterwald moves to second. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Quilici strikes out. Two outs. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Olander is walked intentionally. Dick Woodson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodson is 0 for 2 in the game. Woodson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rod Carew now playing second base. Frank Quilici now playing third base. Cesar Tovar now playing left field. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Josephson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Hansen pinch hits for Sandy Alomar. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Josephson moves to second. One out. Don Pafletic pinch hits for Sammy Ellis. Don Pafletic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafletic hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Josephson scores. It's 2-1, Twins. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Olander who is chasing the ball. Aparicio reaches third base with a triple. May goes all the way around to score. It's White Sox, 2, Twins, 2. Charlie Walters now pitching. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Melton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Tovar. Melton reaches second base with a double. Aparicio scores. It's 3-2, White Sox. Woody Held pinch hits for Pete Ward. Joe Gratzenda now pitching. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is walked intentionally. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Locker now pitching. Ron Hansen now playing second base. Ken Berry now playing center field. Buddy Bradford now playing right field. Bill Mel Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Cardenas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-3 in the game. Oliva hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Melton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0-for-3 in the game. Bradford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Quilici fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-1 in the game. Hansen hits a fly ball into center field. Belander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew strikes out. One out. Greg Nettles pinch hits for George Mitterwald. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 3, Twins, 3. Charlie Manuel pinch hits for Frank Quilici. Charlie Manuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manuel takes first base on ball 4. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulander is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Ulander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hansen misplays the ball. That's an error on Hansen. Manuel moves to third. Rich Reese pinch hits for Joe Gratzenda. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is walked intentionally. Ulander moves to second. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. Manuel scores. There goes Ulander trying to get to home. Melton throws to Josephson who tags Ulander for the out. Reese moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-3, Twins. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Cardenas hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9. With the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. John Rosporo now catching. Greg Nettles now playing left field. Ron Paranowski now pitching. Cesar Tovar now playing third base. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tovar fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double, a triple, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.